Great Britain is embarking on a new Entente Cordiale Plus, by Godfrey Bloom. Image. The Champs-Élysées after the Gilets Jaunes demonstration, Saturday, 25th of November, 2018 between 7 and 8 p.m. It seems impossible for England to keep its nose out of continental affairs. The historical track record beggars belief, the Black Prince, Henry V, Henry VIII, the War of Spanish Succession, Napoleonic Wars, the Great War, World War II, no matter how much blood and treasure is expended, regardless of the constant futility of outcome, continental war seems a glorious thing. Of course, modern politicians, unlike the kings and nobles of yesteryear, can stay safe at home when the guns roar. There has been a continental war roughly every year for 1,000 years. War is a natural state, it seems, for Europe. God, who is patently an Englishman, gave us a realm surrounded by a great moat, to protect us from expensive entanglements with Johnny Foreigner. It took us nearly 900 years to realize the futility of continental conflict to learn the lesson. Post-1815 we largely steered clear of major conflicts and built the greatest trade empire the world has ever seen. With it came unprecedented scientific and medical advances. The Industrial Revolution gave the British the greatest leap forward in living standards since the Roman Empire. With devious skullduggery by Edward VII and Sir Henry Wilson, Great Britain was suckered into a military continental commitment without the knowledge or acquiescence of the people or Parliament. Unbelievably, notwithstanding the deaths of 1 million British Empire war dead, it is happening again in a mutated reenactment of the mistakes of the Edwardian era. The UK has been involved in facilitating new EU defence union agreements since November 2016. 5 EU Council meetings bind participant states in military finance, command, intelligence and defence industrial planning. Impending Brexit does not, it appears, release us from these commitments. In 2017, the Ministry of Defence invited business leaders with defence links to participate in European Defence Fund initiatives. Senior British civil servants committed to a federal Europe are already seeking ways to bind us in post-Brexit. Industrial planning will be run by the EU Commission and EU Council. The whole concept is actually worse than the disastrous Entente which dragged us into the Great War. It goes much deeper. The financial base is linked through the European Defence Fund, European Defence Agency, and European Investment Bank. The command structure is based on EU battlegroups controlled directly by the EU Council. This is a much closer relationship than with the Allies in 1914. The old Entente Cordiale dragged us into a conflict that started between Austria and Serbia. A conflict no more to do with the British than the Franco-Prussian War of 1870, of which the British stayed well clear. The Great War was just part one of a greater war, 1939-45. No good comes of war. Strong defence is always necessary and vital to Britain. Military adventurism is of no value, nor integrated defence with foreign countries whose interests are rarely ours. Moreover, the risk of misuse of a European army, make no mistake that is where we are going, is self-evident. Catalonia is a classic example, yet it is not difficult to see alternative scenarios where nation-states fail to comply with EU dictates on immigration or secession. The southern states of America chose to leave the Union, 600,000 American dead in a four-year war. More than all the casualties for the US in World War I and World War II, Korea and Vietnam combined. Yet there is no parliamentary or MSM scrutiny. This dangerous situation is pushed off the agenda as we agonize over tariffs on cars or wine. The protection of a free press has been gelded by the appointment of total non-entities as MSM defense correspondents, who lie low with their heads well below the parapet. Godfrey Bloom spent 20 years with the British Army of the Rhine, holds the Territorial Decoration and Bar and Armed Forces Parliamentary Medal. He is a supporter of Veterans for Britain. Copyright Godfrey Bloom 2018.